Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I mean, that's a bad shot. I don't care what anybody says, that's a bad shot. But that story won't be told that it was a bad shot.
Tied at 115, Brown rising to the feet. George will defend Lillard.
After a week of sports that could drive a sane person crazy, two men arrive in the wee hours of a Sunday to provide clarity, truth, and questionable sports takes.
Spread floor, Lillard with 47 tonight. Working it down to 2-1, a deep three.
Oh!
This is Sports Sunday.
Blazers win the series, a walk-off three from Lillard.
A recap of the sports week, a preview of today's games, and next week's big stories.
Damian Lillard from way downtown.
Now, here are Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher with Sports Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I mean, that's a bad shot.
The Fan.
Welcome in, Sports Sunday. Boy, it has been a great past 3 days. We are officially in March Madness. Been a lot going on in my life. Boy's birthday was on Thursday. Had the party yesterday with
Big 1-0.
Yeah. Yeah. He's hitting double digits now. Closer to 18 than he is his actual day of birth. Dear Lord, someone help me now. But yeah, dude, the tournament, I mean, I don't want to jump into sports right away, but I feel like I need to share the Fan Madness experience on Friday, because not only was it Fan Madness, but it was a big day for me, Rashad. It was my first ever money being put down at a sports book, a gambling table.
How did it feel?
It was scary. It's
my favorite part of the casino is a sports book.
It was definitely scary. By the way, Rashad Taylor, and we got Jordan Schultz across the glass as well, Sports Sunday. And yeah, I mean, it was definitely an experience. The whole casino. It'd been a long time since I had been in a casino, and you know, we're in the trust tree here. I'm gonna tell you that Joe didn't grow up with a lot of money. Okay, that's to put it lightly. Okay, really liked his Top Ramen growing up and Hamburger Helper.
Top Ramen and baked beans, man.
mac and cheese.
Out of necessity, probably. And so you know, I like. When I have my money, I like holding on to it. And when I lose it, especially on like sports gambling, that makes me feel even worse. Because I feel like I should know what's going to happen. I watch this, right? And yeah, it was quite the experience. But my Pitt Panthers, first sportsbook bet ever, my Pitt Panthers, they more than covered,
came through
baby.
For you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, it was great. I mean, we're going to get into the tournament later. And Rashad, you still don't think that it's a big deal, and I very much beg to differ after Friday.
I'm not saying it's not a big deal. I mean, clearly people care. I'm just not one of them, and I think there are a lot of people that are friends with me that don't really. That, I mean, maybe not friends with me, but maybe people that are like-minded to where I don't really care
about the biggest sporting event.
Is it? Because we just had the Super Bowl a couple weeks ago.
Let me finish. Besides the Super Bowl.
It's probably the biggest betting thing you can do outside of the Super Bowl. But the truth is, it's a bunch of mostly kids that we don't know anything about until the draft comes. So, you know, and the best player, how about this? The best player not in the NBA is not in college. So what are we watching for? The number one pick that we're watching for doesn't play in the NBA.
Well,
possibly the number two pick that we're watching for doesn't
Jordan,
play in the NBA.
Hit the close music because we don't have anything to talk about today, apparently. No tournament talk. Saying, doesn't matter.
I'm just saying. I think college basketball in the tournament in particular is, like I said, it's a Halloween store.
I can split the difference here, and it's really good to be in on Sunday, guys. Happy Sunday.
Yes.
I'm feeling disruptive. Like, it's, March Madness.
That's what we do here.
Yeah, feeling good. Like, I was thinking, bouncing off the walls driving in this morning. It was kind of crazy. Kind of wanting to side with Rashad now that we're on Sunday.
Stop.
Because it's the last day of the round of 32. Here, hear me out, Joe. Hear me out.
All right.
Hear him out, Joe. Don't interrupt the man.
All right. Thursday and Friday. Amazing. Madness. Constant action. Great games, every channel, everywhere you look, from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., no, more like 9 p.m., excuse me, on the West Coast, right? We've got 12 constant hours of basketball on four different channels. Absolutely amazing. Can't argue that there's really... Super Bowl's awesome, but there's nothing better if you just love constant action, that constant feeling as a sports fan. However, once you get into Saturday... And the family's home. You got normal life going on again. You got other stuff to do. Joe, you just talked about kid's birthday party on Saturday. You know, you have real things to get to at that point. That's kind of most people's lives. I feel like guys our age, it's kind of what we have to do. So focus turns back to that. By Sunday, it's not that we're not as excited about it, but it's just we're not as focused on it because... It's not like the first 2 days. The first 2 days of March Madness are the event, are the excitement. I think that, you know, once you get into the Final Four, it gets a little exciting. But those two days, there's nothing like it. But after that, guys,
it's
Saturday,
bleak.
So, yeah, it
bleak?
Just gets a
the
little
first two
different.
Days. For, you know why? Exciting. You know why? Because the first 2 days is like one of them, like National Vasectomy Day. Or something stupid like that.
Oh,
it's probably not, but it should because that's the day like most men go and get vasectomies because they know it's an outpatient surgery.
I remember hearing a commercial on the radio down in Eugene years ago and them saying, Snip City Special, come get your vasectomy today and spend the weekend on the couch watching the games.
Yeah.
Like, it sounded like it was a monster truck promo for your vasectomy. It was great, honestly.
And awesome. Like you said, Jordan, the cool part about it is even if you don't really follow sports or follow basketball, if you're watching the tournament's on number one like six different channels, so you can't miss it anywhere. But then it's a lot of it not pointless basketball. As I'm looking at the scores of the first day, there are some good close wins. There's a lot of blowouts in between there, though.
Yeah, the first day wasn't too great.
And so, yeah, and no, this is what it is. And most of the tournament, you're going to have some good games, some 2-point, 3-point games that could have went either way, which is, you know, always good to see. But then you're going to have more than half of those games end up in blowouts. And so it's not necessarily great college basketball. And even if you don't watch it, it's like, man, it's something on all day. I stayed home on Friday and just kind of worked from home. And so, you know, turn TV and everything. It's like I said, it's on like nine channels. Not really interested, though. I didn't really want to watch, you know, Oral Roberts and Kansas play each other. I know that's not who played each other at all, but I'm saying, like, a lot of times, I don't know any of these students from any of these teams.
You did for Vermont.
I did for Vermont.
Why and they
did
were in the tournament. Didn't watch that one, did you,
again,
Rashad?
If I'm invested, I did not watch that game. I didn't know. Again, it was a long weekend. But if I'm invested in a person, and if I've seen, yes, I'm going to take time. You think after knowing Mookie Cook for most of his, you know, middle school and high school life, I'm not going to pay attention to what he does at U of O this year? Absolutely I am, because it's a kid that I know and somebody that I've seen play in high school. Anybody that's came through the Les Schwab Invitational, yes, man, I'm going to watch them because I remember what they did. So I might not be following the entire season, but, oh, their game's on ESPN too. Watch that for a little bit and see what's going on. So, yes, I will follow if there's a name that we recognize. The problem with college basketball is there's no names that we really recognize because these guys aren't staying for two years. Even a guy stay for 2 years, it'd give you some incentive to say, okay, I'm gonna continue to follow Pitt basketball because I know that kid is coming back next year and he'll be there.
You can't do that, though. You be careful the next words you speak
about Pitt
basketball.
It's like a great show comes on, but it's only one season that you can watch because the next season it's a totally new cast.
Hey,
why am I doing this?
I will fully admit.
They decided next season of Game of Thrones, we're just going to switch it up. Khaleesi, we no longer need you. You, we don't need you anymore. We're going to get a whole new... What are we doing?
Well, two things. One, I was really excited to come in here and talk about the action, and apparently we're not going to do any of that now.
No, we can still
We
can still do that. I'm saying that we can talk about the games that were... We can talk about your Pitt Panthers.
Well, I was going to say...
Talk about Furman sucking it up yesterday after their amazing performance on Thursday.
Or how about Princeton showing brains over brawn?
Hey, Princeton looks like
technique over
skill. Could be the Cinderella story.
It's always crazy that the Ivy League schools aren't so much better than...
Well, they clearly are. They're going to the Sweet 16, baby.
Every year. You know, every year. It's like crazy. Like, we never hear about Harvard, or we never hear about, like...
Dartmouth.
You know what I'm saying? Just having... And you would think, because they're just so much, clearly, so much smarter than the rest of us, you know, dummies, that they should be out there dominating.
I will say, though, that what I think factors into you caring about the tournament also, and I'm sure I am speaking to a lot of people in this geographical area right now, is if your team ain't in it, you have a hard time caring about it more. And for me, my Pitt Panthers are in it for the first time in 7 years, and they won me some money on Thursday, and they're starting to, they're going to tip off here in like 2 minutes.
Yep.
So, no, I've been trying to figure out the TV situation here. And it's,
you don't got it on yet?
I don't think we have the correct streaming service
to
pull it up on the TV. So I'm going to...
Somebody download Paramount Plus. I'll give you guys my Paramount Plus login so you guys can watch it on
CBS.
We can
watch mine too.
I want you as a Pitt fan to be able to have this on.
Well, I would say, you know, maybe I'll watch it on my laptop for the first, you know, 20 minutes and see how it's
going. Yeah,
so screw me, right? I don't get a chance to. Okay.
Well, Rashad, you don't like to watch college basketball anyways. So.
No, that's cool. I guess this is coming next to you.
Not long enough for that. Yeah.
All right. Well, I am going to talk college basketball. We are going to talk college basketball because there's been a lot of good stuff that has came out of the last 2 days from the first round of the tournament. So we will definitely get to that. But today we're going basketball heavy, boys, because in this second hour, we have our first official special guest of the Sports Sunday version of Rashad and Joe. We are going to have in the second hour, Tualatin Timberwolves basketball head coach Bubba Lemon. He just coached the Timberwolves to their second straight state championship, which as a kid who grew up in Tualatin until he was 14-15, I still can't believe I am speaking those words. So he's coming in the second hour, and he's going to be joining us for the whole second hour. We're going to talk, obviously, Tualatin, them winning the championship. He's got a great family lineage of basketball and sports. We're going to get to that as well. We're going to talk basketball in general, the tournament. I'm sure he loves seeing these lower seeds win because it reinforces that coaching matters. So he will talk about that. We got a lot to get to. Plenty of basketball, Rashad. You ready?
Oh, man, let's do it.
All right. So if you want to text in, text line's 503-864-6326? Question mark? Is that right?
I'm Ron Burgundy.
You're getting good at this, man.
There's a paper around here somewhere. 503-864-6326. That's 503-864-6-FAN. That's where you can text Rashad, Joe, and Jordan. And you can hit us up on the socials at TaylorMade503 for Rashad, at JoeFish3, F-I-S-C-H. And on the air, Jordan, D-O-N, the Don. That's where we're going to start.
I love that.
Yeah. I love it.
The Don.
Seriously, my basketball name I'm a short, chubby white kid, but we did at Boys and Girls Club games have an announcer at some of our stuff. So I had the name of the General. So the Don ain't too far off.
Go
I was
generals,
the General
man.
On the
yeah,
floor.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I'm just Fish. Just
that's good. Hey, what you hit
Fish. As long as you think of like a sturgeon, if that's the first thing that comes to your mind, then I'll take that
instead of a floppy fish,
like
sexual
a guppy or something.
Is my name? I do a pelvic thrust after every made shot.
Mark Henry
Love
over here
with Rashad. Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna do that one day. Love Line with Rashad and Joe is coming soon. So for all you daters out there, you got some problems with your lady or your man, whatever.
We're going Leon Phelps, ladies man.
No,
on this show.
We're gonna really do that because you know what? I think there are a lot of guys out there that probably need our help.
Can I buy you a fifth sandwich?
Yeah.
Actually, my wife. While we're just really quickly, I know we got to get out of here, Joe. But
we got plenty of time.
No, oh, so funny what you just said, Rashad. While we were at Fan Madness on Friday, I brought my wife to the event, and she loved it. She loved it. But one thing that she's like, God, if there's a lady that wants to get laid, she'd just show up to this casino.
Oh, yeah. Just like, go wander around the sports book for,
5 minutes or less.
We're gonna run into somebody.
Somebody.
Absolutely. There are a lot of guys at the sports book. You know what I'm saying? That's the male strip club. You know what I'm saying? That's where where ladies can come and just gawk. And like, hey, touch them inappropriately. You know, maybe put a 20 in their pocket right here, just in their front chest pocket. Yeah,
it's quite possible. No, the first time being at a casino in a long time, that was an experience. And thank you to Brandon Sprague for essentially being. I was on the bike with the training wheels, and he was pushing me along, and then he let me go after a couple hours. He's like, "All right, Joe, I'm leaving. I'm going home. Have a good time." And I was on my own on the blackjack tables and the gambling, and I did all right for myself.
Well, there you go.
Brandon Sprague would be proud. He texted me later in the day. He's like, "How'd you do?" I was like, "Actually, I made up for some of the money I lost, and I'm going out of here better than I expected." When I pulled that money out, I expected.
That's crazy. Casino's the only place. Casinos and strip clubs are the only place you lose money and be like, I'm feeling pretty good about it.
It's entertainment.
It's
entertainment,
baby.
Well, again, when I pulled out that money out of the ATM, it was gone to me already. Like, I was like,
the minute I pulled money out of the ATM at all, I'm like,
this is money I'm spending.
What's that mother UGH? That's that sound. I'm like, oh, no. 20, 40, watching it come out every time. So,
well, let's talk about fan madness. Let's talk about March Madness, all the basketball. Let's let this just be an open session to just talk about all things in the tournament. Again, text us 503-864-6FAN. We will get to that next here. Sports Sunday, Rashad, Jordan, and Joe, 1080 The Fan.
Listening to Sports Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
With Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
This was playing in my head at the blackjack table all day long. Yeah, $5 more, Joe, you high roller.
Doing rails off the blackjack table.
Dude, it was you were at the $15 table, and that's once I realized you were at the $15 table, I was about to sit down. I'm like, oh, wait, I got to hold off a second.
But so, then, yeah.
You know, go ahead.
Oh, no, we got to get to that because the $15 table, again, learning experience for Joe there, is me and Sprague wandering around trying to find a table for some blackjack, and he finds one. And there was a certain car dealer that a reputation was going around. I will not say the name.
Oh, yes.
I don't want to, you know, do that to them. Because I think that's a thing at the casino. They don't want to give up identities and names because they don't want to be like, don't have this person as, you know, like they don't want people to know.
Yeah.
So sure enough, we walk up to this table and I'm like, oh, there's no way that it's this person just because the name and the person who was standing there didn't match as far as a name and gender thing goes. So I was like, you know, that's definitely not this person. As soon as me and Sprague sat down, there was no one else at that table. As soon as we sat down, oh, conveniently, here comes this person to give me my break. See you guys later. And the person who walks in,
and they do the little magic before they go.
Yeah, this great radio, right? I'm doing the hand thing waving over here. But as soon as the person subs in, I'm like, oh, is your name so-and-so? And they're like, yeah, it is. I'm like, yeah, I heard about you. Me and Sprague were at that table probably less than 5 minutes, and our money was gone.
Dang.
Nope.
Gone.
What's your name? Kathy? Cash out. No, we're good.
Well, I accepted the challenge.
Yeah.
I accepted the challenge because I had heard about the name and I'm like, nope, let's do this. And I learned. So that was my first table experience. And then the table.
Wait, first table experience ever? Or
so
really?
This off the bat, I'm rattled. I am just
I would be too. No, the first time I sat down at a poker table, I understand that's it's a heart pounding experience.
I felt violated. I felt like I needed to like have a moment, go cry in the bathroom stall for like 5 minutes, get rally myself back to it. Come on, you can do this. You're better than this.
So if I may channel my inner Luke Anderson, I used to live in Vegas for for quite a while. And so shout out to my guy, Luke. That's my man right there. I think I can count on one hand the amount of times that I gambled while living there. I want to say
good
maybe,
for you.
No, because number one, like we talked about earlier, I'm not really keen on losing my money. Like that. That's one of the, I kind of grew up in some cases without it. And so just to kind of give it away to a random person at a roulette table or, you know, a craps table, I'm kind of like, yeah, I don't want to do that. That said, the sports book is the one place that I'm like, yeah, I'll put 5 on this game. I'll put 12 on this game. You know, I'll put really random numbers, you know, up sometimes because sometimes I only have a few bucks to budget, you know, as far as gambling. So let's make this stretch. But, no, man, like the sports book, and here's the cool part, today, or at least during football season, is the absolutely best time to be at the sports book. So I think we need to have a football Sunday show live with Jordan, and we can get somebody to come in here for you and do that part, hopefully, you know, but.
Yeah, maybe. That'd be fun. I would love to be.
Yeah, you should definitely be there because there's nothing like football at the sports book, bro.
And it sounds fantastic, but then I feel like I walk into Jeff McGinley's office and I say, like, hey, Jeff, I have an idea for a remote on a Sunday morning. Nope.
He's like, no, no way.
Nope.
I'm not going to wake up.
Nope.
When is McGinley ever going to give you like a really nice answer? You know what? That sounds like a great idea. Let's do it.
It depends on what time you get McGinley, all right?
Okay.
It depends. If S is hitting the fan literally and then, figuratively, whether this fan
but
or another station.
And you know what? To be fair, that's usually when me and McGinley run into each other. Something's went really wrong. And then he's in there just running around like, you know, so I'm not really the best time all the time. But yeah, but if we can, maybe if we're really nice to him, right, bring him like a peace offering before that. Hey McGinley. Hey, find out what he likes. Like you would kind of proposition like a wild bear, you know, in the hey buddy.
I don't know if you proposition a wild bear.
You know, like some type of wild animal,
some
anything
food,
else.
Buddy.
I don't, but we've all seen plenty of YouTube videos with some guy, and I'll be honest,
trying to coax some wild animal with food.
That guy doesn't usually look like me that's out there saying, Hey bud, hey squirrel, do you want some? Do you want some or raccoon or something like that? And the raccoon bites their finger off. Like, It's usually how it goes.
And rabies, too.
Oh, you know, get that. No thanks.
Shout out to McGinley. He is awesome.
He really
I
is,
must
man.
Say.
He really is.
Trust Tree, though, I will say really quickly, Joe, the reason that $15, man, even as
that caught me off guard 100%. They're like, I tried to place a $5.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, like, that minimum's a little yeah. too high. And as a first-time blackjack player, I commend you for sitting down and playing that table. I didn't realize that I needed to sit down and play that table until our GM was at that table. And I'm like, oh, I need to sit down. All right. I'll get my $100 out and play.
Yes, yes. It was, well, what also happened was that first table was also 15. So I show up. I'm telling you, I probably played on that second table, walked in with 40, 45. And then ended up leaving out up over 100. So I made up for a lot of lost money that day.
That's awesome.
It made me feel good. And it made me optimistic about the future. It gave me hope.
Whenever you leave with some money from the strip club, from the casino, that's a good night.
Again, when I planned on losing it in the first place, too. It was an investment lot. And then I'm starting to like, hey, my sister lives in Willamina, just like 5 minutes from Spirit Mountain. Maybe going to have to make a field trip here soon. After.
You should. Please call me because I am a Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde member.
Oh, there we go.
That's my casino. So how let's get on down there.
This guy, man.
I remember Spirit Mountain. The only time I've been there was I walked in because we were driving to the beach. And then I just walked in to check it out. And then walked right out because I was 18 or 19. Couldn't do anything.
Yeah. Again, like, unless I'm going to a buffet, in most cases, maybe there's a cool show somewhere. I don't really.
Boys to Men?
Right. I'll be there. You know,
no, buffets are out, bro. They're throwing those all out. No, and actually, Alan A does it right. They've got, I think, 5 or 6 really nice restaurants, including the Michael Jordan Steakhouse, which apparently he's looking to sell. I heard along with his steak in the Hornets.
The Steakhouse or the Hornets?
Both. No, he's trying to get, yeah. I think he's, what, 62? He's getting.
Somebody trying to extort him or something?
No, I think he's getting north of 60 and just thinking maybe I need to start unloading some of these business
assets.
Or
maybe because,
liquidity.
And this could be controversial, you know. I think when we think of Michael Jordan, we think only greatness.
Jordan, get up the logger here.
Hold on. When we think of Michael Jordan, we think of only greatness, right? We think of, obviously, 6 championships. We think of the shoes. We think of Gatorade. He sold us underwear. He sold us McDonald's. You know, a lot of people don't remember him and Larry Bird's McDonald's campaign.
Stop it. Get some help.
No, I'm saying, yeah. No, oh, yeah, that one, yeah, exactly.
Yes. Rashad's like, whoa, what did I say?
What did I say? You know, that said, outside of basketball as a player.
Hold on. I need to set the mood for this.
Oh, boy.
There we go. You're talking 90s basketball. So
yeah,
let's
no.
go.
And outside of Michael Jordan, the player, the baseball player, was not very good, right? The Wizards player was good, but he was old. So, you know, but the Wizards weren't good at all.
You can question his gambling record.
Oh, it was a terrible gambler. One of the worst gamblers that we may have.
Dude's throwing quarters on the ground, trying to win money.
From the security guard, too. Like, it's a funny SNL skit, but the truth is.
Listen, Alan A. good.
You know.
Quarters being thrown on the ground to try and win some money from a security guard at your arena, bad.
I'm
okay?
sure they was playing paper, rock, scissors, and all type of stuff from there. As an owner of the Washington Wizards, of the Wizards, he was not great. As the owner of the Charlotte Bobcats at a point, but now the Hornets
Bobcats/Hornets.
Michael Jordan has not been a great business man, you know, as far as, now mind you, it's hard to say that about a guy that's a billionaire. Right. But when he's still selling shoes that he hasn't worn in 25 years, like his best selling shoes are Jordan's 1 through 15. He retired like 20 something years ago.
I'm a big 17s fan.
Are you really?
No.
I was about to say. I mean, I think those ones were cool. They were okay. But
I'm going to feel really bad if those were the ones that my dad bought me, like my first pair of Jordans, a big paycheck. He's like, let's get you some Jordans. And I think those were.
Joe's a sneakerhead?
I just bought my son some J's the other day. My son's in the sixth grade. And so usually kids' shoes, when we were younger, were a little bit cheaper. His shoes were $150, bro. And that was, it was frustrating. I had to, as I was giving them my card to pay for them.
Yeah, you're probably lucky you got your hands on those because like every pair of Jordan's new color wave or new face, it's like, oh, it's gone immediately. It's crazy.
I hate it.
Pops got me the Jordan 18s with the little velvet strap that went over.
Those are actually tight. I actually like those. There was some black
I know
and,
they
there
were.
Was some white blue ones. that were kind of tight. So those are the Wizards Jordan days.
Ooh, so I was a Reebok kid, so I went AI.
I'm going to take this Michael Jordan thing, and we get to a fork in the road. We can either go down a North Carolina college basketball Duke tournament route on the next one, or we can go similar poverty franchise doing something not good because their NBA team sucks as well. So which
is that us?
I don't know, Rashad. Which road are you going to take? Do we stay with the tournament road, or do we go to another poverty NBA franchise that might just happen to be this city?
I mean, I think people would much rather, unfortunately, hear about, you know, the poverty-ridden city / sports team.
But I think it's a story. I think it's something that's going to make you happy, Rashad. I think it's going to encourage you.
Well, that's good. I need that. If we're talking about the same group of people I think we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, feeling good is probably a good thing. Yeah, so I'll take that. And hey, maybe Coach Lemon would like to talk some Duke, North Carolina.
Yeah. I'm sure he has plenty of basketball topics and things to talk about. But I have
she's hot.
I have a
so she. All right.
Got a couple hots on the TV I'm missing. Man. Is this golf or
she's a mom, but guess basketball. What? I'll go for it.
Okay. She's a mom. She looks like the main character from Ginny and Georgia. I have a wife. I watch that.
I only
on Netflix,
look for moms now.
You know, it's true. You get older, you look for moms.
What is happening right now? What is going on?
The segment's being derailed, but it's really not.
I blame the cameramen on CBS for doing
it. They do it on purpose.
Yeah. They
purposely don't show anybody not hot. They make sure they find the right people and point them out.
I've been reading ESPN. Those guys have all the fun. You know the story how ESPN started back in the day, and it's full of stories like that where they keep those tapes around.
Absolutely. All right. We're going to go because we caught on to that Michael Jordan subject with the Charlotte Hornets, who I believe the Charlotte Hornets of the West, the Portland Trailblazers, they actually did something good this week. And it's a feel-good story, and it's going to make you feel better about the franchise going forward. We get to that next here on Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
That's right. Get with it or get lost. If you don't F with Sports Sunday, well then. One of those DJ promo cuts for mixtapes back in the day, 15 years ago.
Absolutely.
Evil Empire.
See, I don't really remember that one as much, but...
Oh, dude. When you were getting those bootleg mixtapes, those bootleg Lil Wayne, you would get like 20 DJ tags before the song even starts. Just a mess. What's a mess, too, is the fact that we have Sean Miller in probably going to the Sweet 16. I mean, Pitt it's not looking great right now.
It's
early. And one. Pitt, let's go, baby.
Look at Joe, man. Joe's the worst kind of fan.
Pitt back
they're
on
down,
top.
They're down 7 with 8 minutes to go in the first half. He's like, well, looks like this is over.
They were just down 9.
Way to get to the tournament, guys.
They were just down 9, and then they got the end one, so I'm feeling better.
I've seen teams go on 9-0 runs, like, and other teams go scoreless for 4 minutes at, like, 2 different points during a half. So Joe, Pitt has a shot.
But anyways...
I've seen that team, too.
Sean Miller, Xavier. Forget Sean Miller is the coach at Xavier, and I feel like I've seen that 3 times this year, and every time I see it, I'm still just like, oh, ew. And then Iona was in the tournament this year. You know who Iona's head coach is, Rashad?
Oh, no.
If you get...
You do, Rashad. You do know.
You know who it
you
is.
Know.
It's just a matter of, can you guess who it is? Former national champion-winning head coach.
Let me give you a hint with this quote. Larry Bird ain't walking in through that door. Robert Parrish ain't walking in through that door.
Okay.
Rick Pitino, dude. And there are already rumors that Big East schools might be looking to sign him. But this segment was not about that, Rashad. There is some news that came out of the Blazers this week that gives you hope for the future. And they added some help to the team. They got some help on the roster. Well, not the player roster, on the mascot roster.
Okay.
Did you see the introduction of Douglas Fir?
Yeah, I saw it.
I mean, if this doesn't rejuvenate you and get you to have a strong playoff push to get that play-in tournament, God, I don't know what does.
No better way to make people forget about the fact that you suck than who only has one mascot? We're over that. We know. Now we got two.
I think the Hawks, there was only like two other teams that have two mascots, but...
Oh, man. And not only two, but they already had one that didn't make sense. Blaze the Trail Cat. They're the Portland Trail Blazers.
From what I understand, Blaze the Trail Cat came from when we had our women's team back in the day.
The Portland Fire?
Yeah. I mean, and it makes sense. Blaze the Trail.
Oh, no. The name makes sense, but it is a cat. No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah, there's
the
no,
name makes sense.
I have not seen a cat in any of these.
Thank you. Like,
we live in Portland.
What
so
is a trail cat?
It should be like a joint or something like that.
It's a walking
dude.
That's
the most Portland. Yeah, that's the most Portland thing ever.
No, if they wanted the Bigfoot, Douglas Fir would have been the better first choice. The cat, it just, I'm so yeah, in the weeds
Bigfoot
about Blazers
looks more
mascots.
Like what the Blazers mascot would have been back in 77 when they actually won.
Like Bill
that,
Walton's
you know.
Brother?
Yeah, right.
No, that actually is Bill Walton. Doug Fir, did you not know? That's just Bill Walton.
I mean, more than likely. So, I
if
don't
you
know.
Look closely.
I don't know if now was the time to introduce a new mascot. You like, I feel like.
Yeah, I wonder what the planning was, how long this has been in the works.
Yeah, like,
Sean,
seriously, you know what, man?
From what I understand, this has been in the works a while.
Cronin and the rest of the team looked at each other and guys, you know what, guys, we got to shake it up.
I hope Cronin isn't making these decisions.
Yeah, let's go ahead and put the, sending the mascot.
Who would have thought that the GM is actually in charge of all mascot, every mascot detail as well. Like, all right, hey, Joe, by the way.
We need a shot in the arm, guys.
Now, I would have liked to know, like you said, Jordan, like the schedule. Like, hey, we're on this timeline to set, you know, to have this announced around here. So what if, like, before the season, they're like, yeah, in March, we will be planning to, you know, do that mascot launch. And then as the season progresses, they're like, oh, no, this is not going to go good.
No.
We lost again. We blew another 10-digit. Lead? Oh, God. They're going to hate this damn Sasquatch.
Well, we were just listening to Push It to the Limit as a bump. Push it to next season. Push it to game one of
dude,
next season.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Read the room. That is what I was like. You're introducing a mascot when the team's morale is at its lowest, which, in theory, you would think, hey, what's going to get us all fired up is if we get a new mascot, right? The kids love that. And what kids love Bigfoot, by the way? I mean... I know that kid's just clamoring how much they love Bigfoot
and
Sasquatch.
Oh, I'm sure Blaze is pissed. Sitting back with his arms crossed like, man, bro, I've been here the whole time. Now all of a sudden you're going to...
Well, Isaac and Sue said that they think that they're going to... that this is basically going to be like a Game of Thrones situation. They're going to kill Blaze off by the end of the season. And so by game 82, Blaze will be no more. And then you're going to probably see like Blaze under a bridge in the city somewhere and just strung out. And poor Blaze, man.
That sucks, man.
That will be a true Portland mascot.
I remember when Blaze used to do dunks and stuff like
a
that.
A homeless Blaze. Like, that will be your true Portland mascot.
Sorry, Blaze, man. You deserve better.
Yeah,
you
I mean.
You deserve better, Blaze.
I don't know. I was.
Hopefully Seattle gets a team.
I feel like this is a bigger issue, though, of the Blazers being like, oh, golly, we suck, but look how fun we are and
look,
quirky.
The kids will love it.
Now we have a hipster Sasquatch as a mascot, and everybody from the outside world is like, oh, yeah. All right. Well, Portland still got a team, huh?
Man, our mascot looks like Teen Wolf.
I'm sure.
You know what I mean? Like, this is not cool.
Dude, straight up, that is.
And you can't dunk or anything like that. At least Blaze is putting down dunks
dunk.
off the trampoline at a point. Like, what
if
are
he
we
can't
doing?
Dunk, as long as he gives me the gritty, then he'll earn some points back. As soon as I see that Sasquatch doing the gritty.
Oh, it's coming.
Yeah.
They all do the
that
gritty.
Hasn't happened. Someone send me the clip.
I'm Please. Sure somebody out there listening either has already texted this into one of the other shows or is thinking this right now, but we already have experience with, like, these secondary mascots. Y'all know what I'm thinking of here in the Pacific Northwest, and it's Roboduck, all right? I was
God.
At the introduction of Roboduck during halftime of the USC game in 2002. I watched him come out of that smoking egg, right? It was bad. It was during a very crappy, mediocre 7-6 season for the Oregon Ducks that year. And it was in the middle of them trying to reinvent themselves.
So we've seen this before.
Yes, we have.
So it's not that it was a bad idea, Roboduck. It's that it was a terrible idea. They should have. I don't know. And it's, again, it's one of those things like, but why? And so, and I think that's where we are right now as Blazers fans looking at this. And number one, none of
it's
us
that
can
Ryan
get,
Reynolds
none of us can,
just. Why?
Yeah, but why? You know, but none of us really give an F in the first place about a mascot when your team is on the brink of being a lottery team all over again. Well, poor Dame.
Dude,
yeah.
Poor Dane.
I'm just going to say that, Rashad, and we can maybe talk about this next week when we have a little bit more time, but A, morale with fans, media, everyone, it's getting hard
it's
for anybody
right
to, yeah, yeah, it is like, it's getting very hard to justify anything. And, I mean, with that being said, Rashad, we have one more offseason here until I start hanging out with you on your side of the fence, because if this ain't the offseason to build a championship contending team and have that cutthroat mentality to go after it, then yeah, you and me, we're going to be kicking it on the same side of the opinion as far as the Blazers and what we do with Dame. And
there's still so much more I want to say. I feel like we shouldn't end that conversation there. But the truth is, like, we got a dude who he's great, and unfortunately, we don't have the backup for him to win. So I guess we'll just leave it there. Whatever.
Again, let's go back to the madness, all right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe not, because Pitt's down by 10, so.
Oh, look at this guy.
This game's over.
Throw in the towel.
Damn it, they just made it 3-2.
Play some defense.
We got to go to break. I'm a mess right now. We got to go to break. One more break, and then Bubble Lemon, but let's talk some more tournament March Madness. Oh,
he's got his tongue out.
This Xavier guy's sticking his tongue out.
Xavier is killing y'all right now.
Oh, my God. All right, we're going to break. Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan. All right, I'm going to have to probably turn this Pitt game off here because, well.
Okay, you might be able to turn it off.
No,
now.
Don't be my dad and turn the game off too early. Don't do it.
I do it all the time.
Well,
sometimes I just can't watch.
I have good reasons to. One, they're losing, which is always the best reason to turn off your team when a game has not finished, right? Just give up.
Fair.
But two, we do have a 16-point deficit, 4 minutes, and it'll be halftime, and then we've got a special guest in the second hour that we're going to have to get to. So I needed to divert my attention away from the Pitt Panthers, I think is what's best. So, but, man, college basketball, the tournament, Rashad and I were just talking about this in the commercial break because we were talking about this game, Xavier, and how they're just crushing Pitt right now up like 16-18, and the parity and the best team winning in college basketball, we're done seeing these 34-0, 35-0. It's going to be hard-pressed to ever see that happen again, I feel like.
Wasn't Kentucky the last team to go, like,
undefeated,
almost undefeated? And then they lost in the national championship.
Pulled the Patriots,
Or was it the game before they lost? I can't remember if the – I think, no, they lost to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's right.
Frank Kaminsky.
Yeah. Where's that guy now? Is still in
Charlotte?
The league? Yeah.
Full circle? Do we come back to the Charlotte Hornets with Frank Kaminsky?
Journeyman.
No, but
right?
No, it's not the best team doesn't necessarily win. And like you said, it's much like the NFL playoffs to where, you know, one bad game. But even in the playoffs, like, it's hard to say the Chiefs and the Eagles weren't the best teams, right? So they got all the way there. Every now and then you'll see a team a la the New York Giants that won it a couple times that, man, they're not supposed to win the Super Bowl. But they went on a great run. At the best time, this is kind of one of those things too. College basketball, we've seen a lot of teams get hot into their own conference tournaments and then come out for the first couple games of the actual tournament and like, wow, Davidson, eh? Like we gotta pay attention to these guys all of a sudden. So you see it all the time, but I don't necessarily think the best team always wins in college basketball. In most cases, I think we see more Cinderellas than anything else. As far as winning, but those guys to get all the way there, make a Final Four appearance, make an Elite Eight appearance and things like that. So, I mean, it's tough to tell. Again, it's tough to tell where the powerhouses are because we've seen great teams. How many years has Gonzaga been a one seed and made it all the way to the Final Four, all the way to the Sweet 16, and then have a big wet fart?
Many times, you many, know what I mean? Many so, Gonzaga wet farts.
Exactly. And Gonzaga, for most of the year, in some cases, were considered the best team in basketball. Duke, for years, the best team in basketball. It's crazy. Coach K only has 5 national championships.
I like how you knock on this faux marble, praying that he never comes back to coach again.
Please, coach, don't, you know.
Yeah, was CJ McCollum and Lehigh, was that one of the first cracks in Duke's shield? Mm-hmm. At like 10, I think it was 10 years ago. I saw the tweet yesterday, like CJ and his 30-some point performance to upset Duke.
Yeah, so I remember that game. I remember looking at this little kid. I was like, who is this little dude that's out here just – and then we got that little dude, and he became CJ McCollum, who I would take back in a split second.
Then anyway, we probably had him for a little too long, and then
– don't do that. Don't do that.
Hey, we're done talking about the Blazers. We're not doing that anymore.
Don't do
okay.
that, man.
All right. All right. But I did – to kind of back up your point, I literally just looked at today's slate of games, and it's it reinforces the thought. Do you guys want to take a guess at how many one seeds are playing today? Rashad, how many one seeds are on the slate?
I know one went down. So I'm saying, what, two? One.
You think two, one, one,
one.
I mean, I can't play this game because I've been looking at the updates.
That's a professional right there. He's got his update ready to go. Yeah, there are zero one seeds
exactly.
today. It's the second round of the tournament.
Nil.
Like, that goes to show, and we've seen, what, 2-1 seeds over the last, when did Virginia lose? That
was that
five years ago, I think.
Yeah. So we went however long without a one seed ever losing, and now we have two in the last 5 years. We have two seeds losing like it's no problem. We got Princeton and Florida Gulf Coast making Sweet 16s. Like, again, the idea, and then the one and done thing just doesn't help. We aren't going to see
NIL doesn't help. You know, here's the cool part. You're going to see a lot of HBCUs and a lot of these places that are in these kind of rural parts of the country and stuff, now that they can start giving deals to some of these kids, you're going to start seeing, like, Deion Sanders, even just for football, was pulling the number one recruits in the country to come play in certain places. Now you start throwing in NIL deals for certain places. Please believe the Florida Atlantics and all these places that are in kind of nice places, they're going to get a lot of kids all of a sudden want to go there. Like, if you've never been to a historical black college or university, like, it's a different thing. And then you can tell me, wait a minute, I can get a deal from this Popeyes over here for $10,000 sold, you know? So I think the balance of power is really starting to shift all of a sudden for these students, really for a lot of these smaller, you know, schools like Xavier. What is it? Xavier?
Yeah.
Xavier. You know,
Xavier,
whatever we're calling it now.
My
you know,
stupid ass says it.
Yeah, whatever we're calling it. Like, it's been a power for the last few years, but now you throw in the fact that you can give NIL deals to some of these kids. Yeah.
You guys are getting into something that was kind of making me ponder yesterday about all of college basketball and the competitiveness.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
That's right. Get with it or get lost.
If you don't F with Sports Sunday, well then.
One of those DJ promo cuts for mixtapes back in the day, 15 years ago.
Absolutely.
Evil Empire.
See, I don't really remember that one as much, but...
Oh, dude. When you were getting those bootleg mixtapes, those bootleg Lil Wayne, you would get like 20 DJ tags before the song even starts. Just a mess. What's a mess, too, is the fact that we have Sean Miller in probably going to the Sweet 16. I mean, Pitt is, it's not looking great right now.
Well, it's
hey,
early.
And one. Pitt, let's go, baby.
Look at Joe, man. Joe's the worst kind of fan.
Pitt back
they're
on
down,
top.
They're down seven with 8 minutes to go in the first half. He's like, well, looks like this is over.
They were just down nine.
Way to get to the tournament, guys.
They were just down nine, and then they got the end one, so I'm feeling better.
I've seen teams go on 9-0 runs, like, and other teams go scoreless for 4 minutes at, like, two different points during a half. So Joe, Pitt has a shot.
But anyways...
I've seen that team, too.
Sean Miller, Xavier. Forget Sean Miller is the coach at Xavier, and I feel like I've seen that three times this year, and every time I see it, I'm still just like, oh, ew. And then Iona was in the tournament this year. You know who Iona's head coach is, Rashad?
Oh, no.
If you get...
You do, Rashad. You do know.
You know who it
you
is.
Know.
It's just a matter of, can you guess who it is? Former national champion winning head coach.
Let me give you a hint with this quote. Larry Bird ain't walking in through that door. Robert Parrish ain't walking in through that door.
Okay.
Rick Pitino, dude. And there are already rumors that Big East schools might be looking to sign him. But this segment was not about that, Rashad. There is some news that came out of the Blazers this week that gives you hope for the future. And they added some help to the team. They got some help on the roster. Well, not the player roster, on the mascot roster.
Okay.
Did you see the introduction of Douglas Fir?
Yeah, I saw it.
I mean, if this doesn't rejuvenate you and get you to have a strong playoff push to get that play-in tournament, God, I don't know what does.
No better way to make people forget about the fact that you suck than who only has one mascot? We're over that. We know. Now we got two.
I think the Hawks, there was only like two other teams that have two mascots, but...
Oh, man. And not only two, but they already had one that didn't make sense. Blaze the Trail Cat. They're the Portland Trail Blazers.
From what I understand, Blaze the Trail Cat came from when we had our women's team back in the day.
The Portland Fire?
Yeah. I mean, and it makes sense. Blaze the Trail.
Oh, no. The name makes sense, but it is a cat. No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah, there's
the
no,
name makes sense.
I have not seen a cat in any of these.
Thank you. Like,
we live in Portland.
What
so
is a trail cat?
It should be like a joint or something like that.
It's a walking
dude.
That's
the most Portland. Yeah, that's the most Portland thing ever.
No, if they wanted the Bigfoot, Douglas Fir would have been the better first choice. The cat, I'm so in the weeds.
The Bigfoot looks more
mascots.
Like what the Blazers mascot would have been back in 77 when they actually won.
Like Bill
that,
Walton's
you know.
Brother?
Yeah, right.
No, that actually is Bill Walton. Doug Fir, did you not know? That's just Bill Walton.
I mean, more than likely. So,
I
don't
know.
Look
closely.
I don't know if now was the time to introduce a new mascot. You like, I feel like.
Yeah, I wonder what the planning was, how long this has been in the works.
Yeah, like,
Sean,
seriously, you know what, man?
From what I understand, this has been in the works a while.
Cronin and the rest of the team looked at each other and guys, you know what, guys, we got to shake it up.
I hope Cronin isn't making these decisions.
Yeah, let's go ahead and put them out. Yeah, you know, send in the mascot.
Who would have thought that the GM is actually in charge of all mascot, every mascot detail as well? Like, all right, hey, Joe, by the way.
We need a shot in the arm, guys.
Now, I would have liked to know, like you said, Jordan, like the schedule. Like, hey, we're on this timeline to set, you know, to have this announced around here. So what if, like, before the season, they're like, yeah, in March, we will be planning to, you know, do that mascot launch. And then as the season progresses, they're like, oh, no, this is not going to go good.
No.
We lost again. We blew another 10-digit lead. Oh, God. They're going to hate this damn Sasquatch.
Well, we were just listening to Push It to the Limit as a bump. Push it to next season. Push it to game one of
next
season.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Read the room. That is what I was like. you're introducing a mascot when the team's morale is at its lowest, which in theory you would think, hey, what's going to get us all fired up is if we get a new mascot, right? The kids love that. And what kids love Bigfoot, by the way? I mean, I know that kids just clamoring how much they love Bigfoot.
I'm sure Blaze is pissed. Sitting back with his arms crossed, like, man, bro, I've been here the whole time. Now all of a sudden you're going to...
Well, Isaac and Sue said that they think that they're going to... that this is basically going to be like a Game of Thrones situation. They're going to kill Blaze off by the end of the season. And so by game 82, Blaze will be no more. And then you're going to probably see, like, Blaze under a bridge in the city somewhere and just strung out. And poor Blaze, man.
That sucks, man.
That will be a true Portland mascot.
I remember when Blaze used to do dunks and stuff like
a
that.
A homeless Blaze. Like, that will be your true Portland mascot.
Sorry, Blaze, man. You deserve better.
Yeah,
you deserve better, Blaze.
I don't know. I was
hopefully Seattle gets a team.
I feel like this is a bigger issue, though, of the Blazers being like, oh, golly, we suck, but look how fun we are and quirky.
The kids will love it.
Now we have a hipster Sasquatch as a mascot, and everybody from the outside world is like, oh, yeah, all right. Well, Portland still got a team, huh?
Man, our mascot looks like Teen Wolf.
I'm sure.
You know what I mean? Like, this is not cool.
Dude, straight up, that is.
And he can't dunk or anything like that. At least Blaze is putting down dunks off the... Off the trampoline at a point, like, what
he
are we
can't
doing?
Dunk as long as he gives me the gritty, then he'll earn some points back. As soon as I see that Sasquatch doing the gritty,
no, it's coming.
Yeah,
they all do. That
hasn't happened. Someone send me the clip.
Please. I'm sure somebody out there listening either has already texted this into one of the other shows or is thinking this right now. But we already have experience with like these secondary mascots. Y'all know what I'm thinking of. Here in the Pacific Northwest, and it's Roboduck, all right?
I was at
the introduction of Roboduck during halftime of the USC game in 2002. I watched him come out of that smoking egg, right? It was bad. It was during a very crappy, mediocre 7-6 season for the Oregon Ducks that year, and it was in the middle of them trying to reinvent themselves.
So we've seen this before.
Yes, we have.
So it's not that it was a bad idea, Roboduck. It's that it was a terrible idea. They should have. I don't know. And it's, again, it's one of those things like, but why? And so, and I think that's where we are right now as Blazer fans looking at this. And number one,
but why?
Yeah, but why? You know, but none of us really give an F in the first place about a mascot when your team is on the brink of being a lottery team all over again. Well, poor Dame.
Dude, yeah.
Poor Dame.
I'm just going to say that, Rashad, and we can maybe talk about this next week when we have a little bit more time, but A, morale with fans, media, everyone, it's getting hard
it's
for anybody
right
to, yeah, yeah, it is like, it's getting very hard to justify anything. And I mean, with that being said, Rashad, we have one more off season here until I start hanging out with you on your side of the fence, because if this ain't the off season to build a championship contending team and have that cutthroat mentality to go after it, then yeah, you and me, we're going to be kicking it on the same side of the opinion as far as the Blazers and what we do with Dame. And
there's still so much more I want to say. I feel like we shouldn't end that conversation there. But the truth is, like, we got a dude who he's great. And unfortunately, we don't have the backup for him to win. So I guess we'll just leave it there. Whatever.
Again, let's go back to the madness, all right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe not, because Pitt's down by 10, so.
Oh, look at this guy.
This game's over.
Throw in the towel.
Damn it, they just made it 3-2.
Play some defense.
We got to go to break. I'm a mess right now. We got to go to break. One more break, and then Bubble Lemon, but let's talk some more tournament March Madness. Oh,
he's got his tongue out.
This Xavier guy's sticking his tongue out.
Javier is killing y'all right now.
Oh, my God. All right, we're going to break. Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan. All right, I'm going to have to probably turn this Pitt game off here because, well...
Okay, you might be able to turn it off.
No,
now.
Don't be my dad and turn the game off too early. Don't do it.
I do it all the time.
Well,
sometimes I just can't watch.
I have good reasons to. One, they're losing, which is always the best reason to turn off your team when a game has not finished, right? Just give up.
Fair.
But two, we do have a 16-point deficit, 4 minutes, and it'll be halftime, and then we've got a special guest in the second hour that we're going to have to get to. So I need to divert my attention away from the Pitt Panthers. I think it's what's best. So, but man, college basketball, the tournament. Rashad and I were just talking about this in the commercial break because we were talking about this game, Xavier, and how they're just crushing Pitt right now, up like 16-18. And the parity and the best team winning in college basketball, we're done seeing these 34-0, 35-0. It's going to be hard-pressed to ever see that happen again, I feel like.
Wasn't Kentucky the last team to go, like,
undefeated,
almost undefeated? And then they lost in the national championship.
Pull the Patriots.
Was it the game before they lost? I can't remember if the champ. I think, no, they lost to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's right.
Frank Kaminsky.
Yeah. Where's that guy now? Is still in
Charlotte?
The league? Yeah.
Full circle? Do we come back to the Charlotte Hornets with Frank Kaminsky?
Journeyman.
No, but
right?
No, it's not the best team doesn't necessarily win. And like you said, it's much like the NFL playoffs, to where, you know, one bad game. But even in the playoffs, like, it's hard to say the Chiefs and the Eagles weren't the best teams, right? So they got all the way there. Every now and then you'll see a team a la the New York Giants that won it a couple times that, man, they're not supposed to win the Super Bowl. But they went on a great run at the best time. This is kind of one of those things, too. College basketball, we've seen a lot of teams get hot into their own conference tournaments and then come out for the first couple games of the actual tournament and like, wow, Davidson, eh? Like, we gotta pay attention to these guys all of a sudden. So you see it all the time, but I don't necessarily think the best team always wins in college basketball. In most cases, I think we see more Cinderellas than anything else, as far as winning, but those guys to get all the way there, make a Final Four appearance, make an Elite Eight appearance and things like that. So I mean, it's tough to tell. Again, it's tough to tell where the powerhouses are, because we've seen great teams. How many years has Gonzaga been a one seed and made it all the way to the Final Four, all the way to the Sweet 16, and then have a big wet fart?
Many times. So, Gonzaga wet farts.
Exactly. And Gonzaga, for most of the year, in some cases, were considered the best team in basketball. Duke, for years, the best team in basketball. It's crazy. Coach K only has five national championships.
I like how you knock on this faux marble, praying that he never comes back to coach again.
Please, coach, don't,
Yeah, was CJ and Lehigh, CJ McCollum and Lehigh, was that one of the first cracks in Duke's shield? Mm-hmm. I think it was 10 years ago. I saw the tweet yesterday, like CJ and his 30-some point performance to upset Duke.
Yeah, so I remember that game. I remember looking at this little kid. I was like, who is this little dude that's out here just, and then we got that little dude, and he became CJ McCollum, who I would take back in a split second.
Then we probably had him for a little too long, and then...
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Hey, we're done talking about the Blazers.
Don't do that.
We're not doing that anymore.
Don't do
okay.
that, man.
All right. But I did, to kind of back up your point, I literally just looked at today's slate of games, and it's it reinforces the thought. Do you guys want to take a guess at how many one seeds are playing today? Rashad, how many one seeds are on the slate?
I know one went down. So I'm saying, what, two? One.
You think two, one, one,
one.
Seed?
I can't play this game because I've been looking at the updates.
That's a professional right there. He's got his update ready to go. Yeah, there are zero one seeds playing today.
There
it's the second round of the tournament.
Nil.
Like, that goes to show, and we've seen, what, two one seeds over the last, when did Virginia lose? That was
that five years ago,
I think.
Yeah. So we went however long without a one seed ever losing, and now we have two in the last 5 years. We have two seeds losing like it's no problem. We got Princeton and Florida Gulf Coast making Sweet 16s. Like, again, the idea, and then the one and done thing just doesn't help. We aren't going to see
NIL doesn't help. You know, here's the cool part. You're going to see a lot of HBCUs and a lot of these places that are in these kind of rural parts of the country and stuff, now that they can start giving deals to some of these kids, you're going to start seeing, like, Deion Sanders, even just for football, was pulling the number one recruits in the country to come play in certain places. Now you start throwing in NIL deals for certain places. Please believe the Florida Atlantics and all these places that are in kind of nice places,
mm-hmm.
yeah, they're going to get a lot of kids to all of a sudden want to go there. Like, if you've never been to a historical black college or university, like, it's a different thing. And then you can tell me, wait a minute, I can get a deal from this Popeyes over here for $10,000 sold, So I think the balance of power is really starting to shift all of a sudden for these students, really for a lot of these smaller, schools like Xavier. What is it? Xavier?
Yeah.
Xavier,
whatever
we're calling it now.
That's
how
my stupid ass says it.
Yeah, whatever we're calling it. Like, it's been a power for the last few years, but now you throw in the fact that you can give NIL deals to some of these kids. Yeah,
you guys are getting into something that was kind of making me ponder yesterday about all of college basketball and the competitiveness. Do you think the tournament seeds are kind of really starting to matter just way less than they ever have before? One seeds now, twice in 5 years that we've seen them upset by 16. Do the numbers in the NCAA tournament really matter anymore? I mean, I champion in 5 years. They ain't going to matter near as much as they ever have.
They don't matter. Because what matters in the end is how your bracket is laid out ahead
straight
of you.
Straight up.
Because you talk to, what is it, Durden Sprague. They had a gambling guy on from BetQL on Thursday, Ken Barkley, who's awesome. You should catch his segment at least on Durden Sprague if you want to try and win some money. But dude just breezed through each region and said, this is in this region, this is who you want to take because these are how these matchups play up here. Like Gonzaga, he was saying, yeah, Gonzaga had a three seed. He's like, I don't want to take his words and say there. That's what he said about Gonzaga going out of that region. But he said they were a great pick this year because of how the tournament and bracket and seeding, everything worked out. Was the seeding correct based on skill? It never really is, right? I mean, you see, again, those double-digit seeds get the victories. So, but I think now more than ever, you see those double-digit seeds and those matchups that the 116, 215 years ago where they were money blowouts, you knew it. It just doesn't happen as much.
No, because you got good kids at every single school now.
And you want to talk about the NIL stuff, Rashad. You hit it on the nose. And if I'm telling you, you should just talk to Andrew Nemec for a half hour to an hour about NIL and recruiting right now because it is wild, wild west.
It's changed everything.
It is insane.
It's changed every single thing we know about recruiting. Now, all of a sudden, girls aren't the only thing that we can offer these young players. I can give you money. We can get you money. Like all these boosters that own these great, you know, organizations and great companies, you know, around whichever city you live in. Guess what? Yeah, I can get you $1,500 a month. I can get you, you know, $30,000 for just coming here to play.
You're talking about guys in college that, you know, may not have gotten professional money at some point or really long career NFL prospects or basketball NBA prospects, but are now going to make $5 million in some aspects, you know, or compared to some other players, just depending on the market, because of this. And it sets them up for life, which never happened to kids that age before.
No. Yeah. I mean, as a fan of sports, I have always been a fan of parody. I love seeing things that I've never seen before. I will always remember Florida Gulf Coast on that tournament run where they're just throwing oops to each other. I'll always remember UMSCB or whoever the hell, the Golden Retrievers getting that win against Virginia. And the reason I remember them is because the Golden Retrievers is actually a pretty solid mascot for a college, if I do say so. But I'll remember the Raptors winning the NBA Finals, the Bucks. It's like those things you don't see. Like, I can't tell you what years Duke and North Carolina won their national champions because it's happened so much. And it's right. Like, dude, I've seen it. Like, I'm cool with that.
I know Jordan got one of those. You know, I know Christian Laettner got one. But outside of that, it becomes real murky.
It gets kind of old. So, again, I like seeing the one-offs. I love seeing the upsets. I love seeing those random tournaments, like when we had South Carolina in the Final Four that year.
Or the year that Butler made it all the way to the national championship.
Exactly, exactly. So I love, you know, the fact that we aren't going to have these powerhouses and we have new teams coming up and this team was great this year, but now they got kids transferred out or in. It's like every year is a crapshoot. And for gambling and March Madness, for the madness aspect, isn't that what you want? The unpredictability?
The only time you can ever gamble on college basketball is during March Madness. If you're gambling on college basketball in December, you're a degenerate.
Well, I will say that, and I know it is definitely not legal, but if you could place bets on a high school basketball team to win a championship, a state championship next year.
I know a guy.
I know a team. I know a coach that you would want to put your money on. And he's going to join us next. Head coach of the Tualatin Timberwolves, the state championship Tualatin Timberwolves basketball team, head coach Bubba Lemon. He's going to jump on for us in this next hour. We're going to talk about Tualatin. He's got an awesome background. He's also played many different sports, so we can talk basketball, football, whatever he wants to. We're going to have a great next hour with head coach of Tualatin Timberwolves basketball, Bubba Lemon, right here on Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan. All right, I'm going to have to probably turn this Pitt game off here because, well...
Okay, you might be able to turn it off.
No,
now.
Don't be my dad and turn the game off too early. Don't do it.
I do it all the time. Well, sometimes I just can't watch.
I have good reasons to. One, they're losing, which is always the best reason to turn off your team when a game has not finished, right? Just give up.
Fair.
But two, we do have a 16-point deficit, 4 minutes, and it'll be halftime, and then we've got a special guest in the second hour that we're going to have to get to. So I needed to divert my attention away from the Pitt Panthers, I think is what's best. So, but, man, college basketball, the tournament, Rashad and I were just talking about this in the commercial break because we were talking about this game, Xavier, and how they're just crushing Pitt right now up like 16-18, and the parity and the best team winning in college basketball, we're done seeing these 34-0, 35-0. It's going to be hard-pressed to ever see that happen again, I feel like.
Wasn't Kentucky the last team to go, like,
undefeated
almost
and
undefeated? And then they lost in the national championship.
Pull the Patriots,
Or was it the game before they lost? I can't remember if the – I think, no, they lost to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's right.
Frank Kaminsky.
Yeah. Where's that guy now? Is still in
Charlotte?
Yeah.
Kansas Full circle? Do we come back to the Charlotte Hornets with Frank Kaminsky?
Journeyman,
no, but
right?
No, it's not the best team doesn't necessarily win. And like you said, it's much like the NFL playoffs to where, you know, one bad game. But even in the playoffs, like, it's hard to say the Chiefs and the Eagles weren't the best teams, right? So they got all the way there. Every now and then you'll see a team a la the New York Giants that won it a couple times that, man, they're not supposed to win the Super Bowl. But they went on a great run. At the best time, this is kind of one of those things too. College basketball, we've seen a lot of teams get hot into their own conference tournaments and then come out for the first couple games of the actual tournament and like, wow, Davidson, eh? Like we gotta pay attention to these guys all of a sudden. So you see it all the time, but I don't necessarily think the best team always wins in college basketball. In most cases, I think we see more Cinderellas than anything else. As far as winning, but those guys to get all the way there, make a Final Four appearance, make an Elite Eight appearance and things like that. So, I mean, it's tough to tell. Again, it's tough to tell where the powerhouses are because we've seen great teams. How many years has Gonzaga been a one seed and made it all the way to the Final Four, all the way to the Sweet 16, and then have a big wet fart?
Many times, you many, I mean? Many so, Gonzaga wet farts.
Exactly. And Gonzaga for most of the year, in some cases, were considered the best team in basketball. Duke for years, the best team in basketball. It's crazy. Coach K only has five national championships.
I like how you knock on this faux marble, praying that he never comes back to coach again.
Please, coach, don't, you know.
Yeah, was CJ and Lehigh, CJ McCollum and Lehigh, was that one of the first cracks in Duke's shield? Mm-hmm. I think it was 10 years ago. I saw the tweet yesterday, like CJ and his 30-some point performance to upset Duke.
Yeah, so I remember that game. I remember looking at this little kid. I was like, who is this little dude that's out here just – and then we got that little dude, and he became CJ McCollum, who I would take back in a split second.
Then we probably had him for a little too long, and then
– Don't do that. Don't do that.
Hey, we're done talking about the Blazers. We're not doing that anymore.
Don't do
okay.
that, man.
All right. But I did, to kind of back up your point, I literally just looked at today's slate of games, and it's it reinforces the thought. Do you guys want to take a guess at how many one seeds are playing today? Rashad, how many one seeds are on the slate?
I know one went down. So I'm saying, what, two? One.
You think two, one, one,
one.
Seed?
I can't play this game because I've been looking at the updates.
That's a professional right there. He's got his update ready to go. Yeah, there are zero one seeds
exactly.
playing today.
There
it's the second round of the tournament.
Nil.
Like, that goes to show. And we've seen, what, two one seeds over the last, when did Virginia lose? That was
that
five years ago, I think.
Yeah. So we went however long without a one seed ever losing, and now we have two in the last 5 years. We have two seeds losing like it's no problem. We got Princeton and Florida Gulf Coast making Sweet 16s. Like, again, the idea, and then the one and done thing just doesn't help. We aren't going to see
NIL doesn't help. You know, here's the cool part. You're going to see a lot of HBCUs and a lot of these places that are in these kind of rural parts of the country and stuff, now that they can start giving deals to some of these kids, you're going to start seeing, like, Deion Sanders, even just for football, was pulling the number one recruits in the country to come play in certain places. Now you start throwing in NIL deals for certain places. Please believe the Florida Atlantics and all these places that are in kind of nice places, they're going to get a lot of kids all of a sudden want to go there. Like, if you've never been to a historical black college or university, like, it's a different thing. And then you can tell me, wait a minute, I can get a deal from this Popeyes over here for $10,000 sold, you know? So I think the balance of power is really starting to shift all of a sudden for these students, really for a lot of these smaller, you know, schools like Xavier. What is it? Xavier?
Yeah.
Xavier. You know,
Xavier,
whatever we're calling it now.
That's
how my
stupid ass says it.
Yeah, whatever we're calling it. Like, it's been a power for the last few years, but now you throw in the fact that you can give NIL deals to some of these kids. Yeah.
You guys are getting into something that was kind of making me ponder yesterday about all of college basketball and the competitiveness. Do you think the tournament seeds are kind of really starting to matter just way less than they ever have before? One seeds now, twice in 5 years that we've seen them upset by 16. Do the numbers in the NCAA tournament really matter anymore? I mean, I champion in 5 years. They ain't going to matter near as much as they ever have.
They don't matter, because what matters in the end is how your bracket is laid out ahead
straight
of you.
Straight up.
Because
to do with you.
You talk to, what is it, Durton Sprague. They had a gambling guy on from BetQL on Thursday, Ken Barkley, who's awesome. You should catch his segment at least on Durton Sprague if you want to try and win some money. But dude just breezed through each region and said, this is in this region, this is who you want to take, because these are how these matchups play up here. Like Gonzaga, he was saying, yeah, Gonzaga had a three seed. He's like, I don't want to take his words and say there. That's what he said about Gonzaga going out of that region. But he said they were a great pick this year because of how the tournament and bracket and seeding, everything worked out. Was the seeding correct based on skill? It never really is, right? I mean, you see, again, those double-digit seeds get the victories. So, but I think now more than ever, you see those double-digit seeds and those matchups that the 116, 215 years ago, where they were money blowouts, you knew it. It just doesn't happen as much.
No, because you got good kids at every single school now.
And you know, want to talk about the NIL stuff, Rashad. You hit it on the nose. And if I'm telling you, you should just talk to Andrew Nemec for a half hour to an hour about NIL and recruiting right now, because it is wild, wild west.
It's changed everything.
It is insane.
It's changed every single thing we know about recruiting. Now all of a sudden, girls aren't the only thing that we can offer these young players. I can give you money. We can get you money. Like, all these boosters that own these great, you know, organizations and great companies, you know, around whichever city you live in, guess what? Yeah, I can get you $1,500 a month. I can get you, you know, $30,000 for just coming here to play.
You're talking about guys in college that, you know, may not have gotten professional money at some point, or really long career NFL prospects or basketball NBA prospects, but are now going to make $5 million in some aspects, you know, or compared to some other players, just depending on the market, because of this. And it sets them up for life, which never happened to kids that age before.
No. Yeah. I mean, as a fan of sports, I have always been a fan of parody. I love seeing things that I've never seen before. I will always remember Florida Gulf Coast on that tournament run where they're just throwing oops to each other. I'll always remember UMSCB or whoever the hell, the Golden Retrievers getting that win against Virginia. And the reason I remember them is because the Golden Retrievers is actually a pretty solid mascot for a college, if I do say so. But I'll remember the Raptors winning the NBA Finals, the Bucks. It's like those things you don't see. Like, I can't tell you what years Duke and North Carolina won their national champions, because it's happened so much. And it's right. Like, dude, I've seen it. Like, I'm cool with that.
I know Jordan got one of those. You know, I know Christian Laettner got one, but outside of that, it becomes real murky.
It gets kind of old. It gets kind of old. So again, I like seeing the one-offs. I love seeing the upsets. I love seeing those random tournaments, like when we had South Carolina in the Final Four that year.
Or the year that Butler made it all the way to the national championship.
Exactly,
game.
Exactly. So I love, you know, the fact that we aren't going to have these powerhouses and we have new teams coming up, and this team was great this year, but now they got kids transferred out or in. It's like every year is a crapshoot. And for gambling and March Madness, for the madness aspect, isn't that what you want? The unpredictability?
The only time you can ever gamble on college basketball is during March Madness. If you're gambling on college basketball in December, you're a degenerate.
Well, I will say that, and I know it is definitely not legal, but if you could place bets on a high school basketball team to win a championship, a state championship next year.
I know a guy.
I know a team. I know a coach that you would want to put your money on, and he's going to join us next. Head coach of the Tualatin Timberwolves, the state championship Tualatin Timberwolves basketball team, head coach Bubba Lemon. He's going to jump on for us in this next hour. We're going to talk about Tualatin. He's got an awesome background. He's also played many different sports, so we can talk basketball, football, whatever he wants to. We're going to have a great next hour with head coach of Tualatin Timberwolves basketball, Bubba Lemon, right here on Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.